American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 787. Here is the translated text as follows. Pedro Gibber and others. The possibility of the panda encountering the Mexican was discussed, with a table of calculations presented to the jury. These calculations aimed to demonstrate that the schooner was significantly ahead of the brig at the time the robbery occurred. Regarding the prisoners' alleged involvement in the slave trade, it was argued that before this could be held against them, the government should ensure it approached the court with integrity. It was undeniable that, despite New Englanders' objections to this trade, the entire country was involved in it at the time. As recently as 1833, a direct trade in slaves was conducted on the Mississippi. The Constitution had effectively permitted this trade for 20 years, and although it had since been abolished, the English and Danes had been far ahead in this area. Charles V of Germany had done more to halt the slave trade and improve the conditions of slaves than the federal government had since its inception. I strongly urge the jury that even if the officers of the Panda are guilty, you should not convict the crew unless their participation and prior intent can be proven. The king's crown, the judge's robe, or the marshal's truncheon do not suit those elevated individuals as much as mercy suits you, the jury, on this occasion. November 23rd, Mr. Child read a statement to the court indicating that a piratical schooner matching the description of the Panda, but clearly not that vessel, had been seen near the Cape Verde Islands. The schooner had chased and fired upon the ship Caesar, which was bound for Demerara. Mr. Dunlap for the government, Mr. Dunlap addressed the jury. Gentlemen of the jury, it is now my duty, on the 14th day since the commencement of this trial, to present to you the closing argument for the prosecution.